This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
What a terrible day today, I thought, standing in a broken elevator, pressing all the possible buttons. Everything started in the morning. I was late to class. My professor got on my nerves with his stupid questions. It was freaking raining, and I got completely wet. And plus, this idiot behind me keeps breathing down my neck. I thought. The guy stood extremely close, with his hip pressing against my bottom, through the thin material of my skirt. I felt the warmth of his body.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I started getting all kinds of ideas, and my stomach shrank for a few short seconds. My nerves were on the verge, and I quickly turned to tell the idiot everything I thought about him, but didn't have the chance to say a single word. His dark green eyes stared straight into my soul. His sensitive lips formed a gorgeous, crooked smile. My God, he is so good looking. He was a tall, muscular brunette. It was obvious that he did a lot of sport. "You're all wet. May I warm you up?" He took me in his arms, and his hand quickly slipped down under my wet, short skirt. I was getting extremely excited, and silently battered my eyelashes at him. He started kissing my neck, went into my underwear, and began to caress my anal hole. My pussy got wet very fast, and my head started spinning. "Take me, I want you." I zipped open the fly of his jeans and put my hand inside. His penis was as hard as a rock. With one move, my underwear came off, and his cock stood straight and firm above his slightly pulled down pants. The stranger picked me up around his waist and pushed me against the wall of the elevator, squeezing my ass. He put me onto a sword. I dug my nails into his neck and loudly moaned. The first orgasm came fast, but he didn't stop moving his behind, back, and forth. With a stupendous speed, he tortured my little hole periodically, put his finger into my ass, and faintly moaned as well. His cock inside of my pussy became even bigger and faster, and was no doubt stretching me out. "Yes, my darling, yes, more. I fell into a world of pleasure, and my stranger momentarily followed me. Putting me back on my feet, we leaned on the wall and breathed heavily. Hot cum dripped off my thighs. I took out some damp wipes and put myself together. Suddenly, the elevator started working. Doors opened, and the man hurried to take care of his own business. When I got back to my apartment, I took a hot bath, thought about everything that happened. I couldn't concentrate on anything. My thoughts were all about how hard he fucked me. My hand unwittingly reached for my clitoris.